Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome. Gloria Rand here today, and I am so glad you are on the podcast today because I want to be able to educate you, especially small business owners who are on a budget and who want to be able to create a new website for their business. I want to strongly encourage you to stay away from Wix. I'm sorry, Wix, but I really do not like your product. I've been working with a client recently who has a website built in Wix, and let me tell you a little bit about it. So Wix, their platform is that they are able to help you get a website up and rolling really quickly. If you don't, you know, you don't need to know a lot about HTML, and you know, you can have all these great looking sites with lots of pretty pictures and things, and you can have it done cheaply. I think that's their main thing, is that you can get a website up and running cheaply. You know the saying, you get what you pay for? Well, you get what you pay for when you get with Wix. As I said, I've been working with a client this past week who has a website in Wix, and yeah, great, it looks wonderful, but here's the problem. She has this website for her business. She wants to be able to keep better track of when someone opts in to her email list. She has a special report that she's giving to people. She wants to be able to automate this. Automation is our friend, right? We don't want to be just, you know, having to say, oh, here an email comes in. Oh, well, now I've got to go write an email and attach this file and send it out to them. No. You don't want to do that. You want to have this automated. And I recommended to her that she sign up with MailChimp because I love MailChimp. I used to be a Constant Contact customer, and they're great too, but I discovered MailChimp, and now I love them. And especially what's great about MailChimp is that you can get a lot of their features for free, which is awesome for, you know, small business owners who are just getting started. Because I've been there, and I use them for free. I do pay now because you do get a few more features, and it's pretty cool. But even for paying, I pay $15 a month, and I can have really advanced automating features on it. So, but regardless, anyway, I told her, you know, MailChimp, let's set this up. We can put a contact form on this website with MailChimp, and then when somebody opts into your list, they're going to automatically get, I'll set it up so they'll automatically get an email with the report. You don't have to do anything except monitor it and see how many people are opting in. And, you know, great, right? So I thought, until I went to Wix. And I installed, okay, they did have the MailChimp app. Yay, hallelujah for that. I put it on her website. We've got it connected to her form, her list. And I tried it out. And I didn't get a confirmation email, even though I had that set up in MailChimp. And I thought that was a little odd. And then I went in and realized that when I went to the list on MailChimp, I saw that I was already subscribed. And that raised alarm bells for me because that means that they don't have the double opt-in process that MailChimp has. Because normally what MailChimp will do is it will send out an email saying, hey, thank you for subscribing. We just want to make sure that you really did intend to do this. Click this link. And then when you do that, then you get a confirmation email saying, hey, great, welcome to our list. We're so glad you're here. It's a good way to be able to make sure that someone really does want to be on your list. Double opt-ins are a great practice. But Wix doesn't do that. They don't allow you to do that. They just automatically sign people up to your list. And then what's worse is that you don't get that confirmation email. Oh! I am so annoyed. I'm sorry. I'm just annoyed. I get annoyed with things like this because this website is costing my client money. It is costing her money because now she has to take time out of her day. She's going to have to like wait for MailChimp to send her the daily, I think it is just daily. They'll send her a daily recap of how many people signed up. So then she'll see that, and then she'll have to go ahead and go back into MailChimp and start sending out the emails to everyone who signed up to her list that day. If it were the regular MailChimp app, if Wix would allow that to be in there, then this would be automated and she wouldn't have to do a thing. She could concentrate on dealing with her clients and she could deal with all the other things that she needs to do to build her business. But no, they don't allow you to do that. Here's the other thing. Here's the other reason I don't like Wix. Okay, so that was number one. Number two reason that I strongly recommend that you stay away from Wix. Do not build a website if you want to be a business. If you want to use a website for your business, if you want to use it to get leads, to be able to make sales, please don't do it. Because here's another reason why. It supposedly is SEO friendly, so that you can supposedly create unique title and description tags for all of the web pages on your Wix website so that Google will be able to then go in and when someone is searching for you, searching for whatever product or service you have, and you put in your search query, so let's say it's flowers for whatever reason, okay? You're looking for an Orlando florist, okay? If you have that in your title tags and your description tags, then Google will look through your website. They will, their little spiders will crawl through your website. And if they find a match to that query, then that will be the result they display on the search engine results page. So there's a couple problems with Wix right off the start. Number one, they build their website in, I thought it was Flash, but I think it's actually HTML5. And so they don't have a clear, easy way for Google to be able to actually go in and crawl the website to look at the title and description tag. And instead, what they do is they redirect you to some other page, they redirect Google, because I found this in the code when I was looking at it. So they redirect them to a different type of web page where they can see this stuff, because I guess it strips out some of this other HTML5 coding that Google can't read very well. The spiders, search engine spiders, can't go through that very well. So they're already making you go through hoops. But here's the thing. So I went through and I was creating new title and description tags for a couple different pages of the website. So I updated the home page and then I updated her about page. And even though Wix supposedly said, you know, it gave me an area for me to type in this new information, and it was supposed to be for this page, when I went to the source code to double check it, it was still pulling the home page title and description. Again, this is things that make me crazy. It just drives me nuts because it's just making the website that much harder to show up on Google. It's hurting her business because it's not allowing her to have unique title and description tags on the different pages of her website. And that's what Google wants. So that's water on the bridge. I'm still going to help her. We're going to work it out. We're going to figure out a way to do it. You know, because unfortunately she just had this website built, so it's not like she can go out and build a new website right away. You know, she's going to have to take some time, earn some money, and then hopefully change her website. And what I'm going to recommend to her, and what I'm recommending to all of you who are considering getting a new website, is to, I strongly encourage you, get it done on WordPress. Just do it in WordPress. WordPress is the best thing out there right now. Now, in the future, it may change. But right now, there is so much functionality that you can get with a WordPress website. Number one, they are all kinds of different SEO plugins that you can put on your WordPress site. You can put on there. The one I use is it's WordPress SEO by Yoast. And it's great because it gives you the opportunity when, like, for instance, if you're editing a web page, when you type in the content and then down below it gives you the fields for title and description and tags. And you go ahead and you do that and boom, bang, you're published. That information is out there. Google can crawl the website very easily. The other thing is it allows you to integrate easily with other, well, number one, you can put a whole bunch of different social sharing apps on your website. You can easily integrate with things like Constant Contact, with MailChimp, with AWeber, I believe, that's another email service out there. So you can put that on there because I have that on my own website. If you go to GloriaRand.com, and I strongly encourage that you do, you will see that I have a free report that I offer. It's